The Lake District National Park, a UK national park. The Lake District National Park is England's largest park and includes Scafell Pike, its highest mountain, Wastwater, its deepest lake, and thriving communities like Keswick and Bowness on Windermere. There are 42,000 permanent residents and a huge amount of activities for visitors on offer, including walking, climbing, cycling, boat cruises, and various museums. Current surveys show that at least 8 million visitors come to the Lake District each year. Most come to enjoy the scenery, peace and quiet, and walking, but many others visit specific attractions or take part in an outdoor activity. They stay in a mixture of self-catering and serviced accommodation. The National Park Authority's current challenge is finding ways of encouraging sustainable tourism without further damaging the very landscape which visitors come to enjoy. Indeed, public access to the uplands or fells is unrestricted, and this can pose problems. Lake Windermere attracts over 1 million visitors on its own each year. This makes sustainability difficult to achieve with such large visitor numbers. The problems in the Lake District and the attempts at management include 1. A limited supply of property. The limits placed upon development in the Lake District mean that new houses are rarely built. There has also been a rise in the number of people from outside of the Lake District buying up property for a second holiday home. These two factors have pushed up house prices in the Lake District and made it very difficult for local people, especially those on low wages, to own their own property within the Lake District. The ownership of second homes, which includes 15% of homes in the Lake District as second homes or holiday lets, has a knock-on effect or secondary problems because holiday homes are unoccupied for most of the year. This can increase crime and means people are not in the towns or villages using local services. This has a bad effect on the community and means that local services such as schools and shops can be under pressure for closure. Traffic problems are the second problem. 89% of visitors come to the Lake District by car, often just for the day. In a region where roads are often narrow and winding and towns were constructed before the invention of the motor car, this can pose massive problems. Congestion, traffic jams and parking are major issues, and people can park on grass verges in desperation, narrowing the road and making congestion even worse. These problems can be overcome in two ways: improving the road network and improving public transport. The third major area is environmental problems. There are a wide array of environmental problems associated with tourism in the Lake District. Aside from current problems with litter, there exists footpath erosion, lakeside erosion, and air pollution. The increased number of cars damages the air from car exhausts, and also people park on grass verges, damaging the ground parked upon. Footpath erosion occurs because of the sheer numbers of people using popular routes. According to the Park Authority, 4 million people walk an average of 6 kilometres each year within the Lake District. The pressure of their feet damages plants and soil, making soil erosion possible. These issues are worst in honeypot or popular areas, which also suffer from the stresses of overcrowding, parking problems, and second homes.